Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father, Raz, have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here's your host, tax attorney Daniel Rasby.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Daniel Rasby, a tax attorney, and I'm here with my father, Raz. We're Daniel and Raz, Higher Ground Financial Group.
And we're talking a lot about your finances, about retirement, about what affects your retirement. Things like a Roth and CRUT or fees and risk. And today, I want to talk about CRUT, C-R-U-T, Charitable Remainder Unit Trust.
So if you don't particularly have a lot of charitable intent, just keep listening. There may be some benefits for you in any case. So a Charitable Remainder Unit Trust is a special type of trust.
Right. So who would need that kind of trust? It's maybe somebody that has a rental property they don't want to have anymore, they want to sell it, but they really don't want to do a 1031 exchange. If they don't do a 1031 exchange, they're going to have a lot of capital gains.
So let's back up and talk briefly about what is a 1031 exchange. So if you have a property and it's, let's say, a rental property, you've been depreciating it for a while. Now, if you sell it, you'll have a lot of capital gains. So most people, if they've done a lot of properties, they may be familiar. But if you haven't done a lot of rental property sales, you may not have heard of a 1031 exchange. That's when you buy another property right away and you can transfer your tax basis there so you don't pay any capital gains. But the key is you have to buy another property. If you don't want another property or you can't find one right away, then it may be better to use a CRUT, a Charitable Remainder Unit Trust. So you can donate the property to the trust and then the trust can sell it with no capital gains. It also works for stocks, right?
Mm-hmm. So if you've highly appreciated stock, maybe you bought Apple stock or you bought the cryptocurrency back when it was for pennies and now it's worth thousands and thousands of dollars, whatever it may be, if you sell it, you're going to be hit with a huge capital gains. And it's not just the 15 or 20%. I mean, when you have federal, state, and local capital gains, you could be put in the 32% tax bracket just for capital gains.
Yeah. So capital gains can really be a killer. And again, it's one of those three killers, which you keep talking about: risk, fees, and taxes. And capital gains tax can really impact you. So if you use a CRUT, it avoids that capital gains. It doesn't really avoid it. It defers it indefinitely. So you put the property or the stock into the trust.
And also, I thought I had an idea. What about a business? If you're going to sell your business,
right,
you might want to put that in a CRUT, because otherwise you have a huge capital gains on the business. Imagine paying $1 million in capital gains when you have a few million dollar business you just sold.
So if you're about to sell your business or you're about to sell your property or your stock, make sure you do that CRUT. You have it set up before the sale, because after the sale, it doesn't have these same tax benefits. So let's follow this through. You set up a trust, and we can do that for you, by the way, at Higher Ground. We set up a trust for our clients as well. So if you go ahead and set up a Charitable Remainder Trust and you donate your interest in that property or the stock or whatever to the trust, then the trust will sell that asset with no capital gains. It's deferred indefinitely. And then you get a giant tax deduction.
So wait a minute. So instead of paying capital gains, I get a tax deduction?
Exactly. Because what you're telling the IRS is this pile of money someday will go to charity. Someday it will go to charity. And so with that, the IRS gives you a present value of that amount that's going to go to charity, and it's based on your age. So the older you are when you start this, the better it is. If you're, say 65 or so, your retirement age, then it's almost half. So about 50%, a little under 50% of whatever the value is of the asset, the current value, not your basis, but the current value of that asset, that'll be your deduction.
So if I put $1 million house that otherwise I would have to pay about $300,000 in capital gains into the CRUT, I save the $300,000 in capital gains and I get a $500,000 tax deduction?
Pretty much. So you can take that tax deduction and you can use that for any income that you have, including a Roth conversion. So if you're going to do a Roth conversion and that's going to cost you a lot of taxes from your IRA to Roth, you can use this deduction to cover a lot of those taxes. And if you can't use it all in 1 year, you can spread it out for up to 5 years. There are some limitations and things to consider with that. So again, you need to work with a qualified person that really understands the tax code and understands strategic planning. So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. Again, riskfeestaxes.com, and you can schedule a free Zoom call with us so we can help you figure out what's the fiduciary thing for you to do.
But wait, isn't there something else that we're forgetting? There's a little thing called income from that.
Yes. So it's a charitable remainder trust. So not only do you eliminate the capital gains or defer them indefinitely, you also get this giant tax deduction up front, but you also get a income from this. So it's a pension and it is taxable. Taxable income every year, and you can get 5% or 6% or 10% or whatever. In order to get the maximum tax deduction, normally you want to take a 5% income. And then you may also be able to earn a trustee fee for your family depending on how it's set up. But let's just stick with 5% as the example. So if you have that $1 million you put in, Raz, then you got rid of the capital gains, you had a giant tax deduction, and now you're getting $50,000 a year of pension for the rest of your life. Then you do pay tax on that each year. But when you die, then the remainder goes to charity. And you might be thinking at this point, you know, everything sounds good so far, but I'm not really sure of a particular charity that I like. Well, you can start your own charity. It's allowed to have private charities. Now, it's not like this that your kids are still going to get this money. This is going to be for charitable purpose. And I want to be very careful to explain that on the radio program here, that this is not going to be inheritance for your children anymore, this money that you're putting in the trust. However, your kids can be involved in the charity. They can have influence with that money. And it is legal, if it's set up properly, to donate to yourself, to donate to a charity that you control. So that could be the remainder. Or again, if you have a church that you like and support, you can certainly donate to them. And there are other ways to provide for legacy. I mean, if you get all these tax benefits up front, you could take some of the income if you don't really need it right away. You could buy life insurance to replace the value of that property for your children at death. And life insurance is tax-free.
So basically, if you follow this through, I save $300,000 on $1 million, the house that I put in there. I save $300,000 in capital gains tax. That's money in my pocket. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then I take that $500,000 tax deduction and convert $500,000 of my IRA to Roth, save another $200,000 in taxes that I would have paid. So right. Now I've already saved $500,000 in taxes, and I'm going to get a $50,000 pension for the rest of my life. That's literally, if you take that out, that's like 10% of the other $500,000. Nobody's paying you a 10% pension anymore. So, right. So you're getting that, and you feel good about yourself because you're able to give a bunch of money to a charity, whether it's animal shelters, whether it's underprivileged children going, trying to get scholarships or whatever you want to do. It's your choice. And if you want to have your own foundation, like the Clinton Foundation or the Trump Foundation or the Bill Gates Foundation, you can do that and direct charitable contributions for a long, long time after you pass.
So our firm can also help you set up foundations. We do that for our clients. We help set up foundations. We help set up the trust. And you can learn more and find out if it is in your best interest to do this by going to our website. It's riskfeestaxes.com. So if you go there, you'll find our calendar. You can click the green button and schedule a video call with Daniel and Raz. To find out what is the best advice for your situation. Because again, this CRUT strategy may not be a great fit for you, but there may be some other strategy that works better for you. And we are fiduciary. So what does fiduciary mean, Raz?
Fiduciary means that whenever we talk to you about your situation, it's always going to be in your best interest. So when we're talking on the radio or we're doing a seminar or a webinar, that's general information. It's not specific to you, so it's not a fiduciary advice there. But when we meet with you when you make a meeting online, if you go to risk, fees, and taxes and make an appointment, then we will meet with you online. And at that point, we are fiduciary, and everything we talk to you about will be in your best interest at all times. So one of the things that we get a lot, that people ask, well, I've never heard of this CRUT thing. How come nobody's ever mentioned it? Is it new?
No, it's not new. It's been around for many decades. But normally, it's used by very, very wealthy people, and I'm talking about families that have 50 to 100 million or more in assets.
So then, why would it work for me if I don't have that? If I only have a couple million dollars?
Well, the reason why a lot of advisors and a lot of lawyers don't talk to their clients about this is because the lawyers generally charge a lot of money to set up the trusts. They can be very complicated. They don't have to be. In our firm, they're not very complicated, but they can be very complicated, and a lot of lawyers will try to charge a percentage of your assets, and so they really want to do it for very large clients.
Yeah. So the thing is, when somebody sees, hey, you know, you're going to save literally hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe millions of dollars in taxes, then you can afford to pay more to me as a lawyer. So a lot of times they'll charge $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 to set it up when they don't really need to. And then you have a trustee fee, which is usually a 1% of the asset. So if you have a couple million dollars in there, that trustee fee is going to the lawyer all the time.
Right.
So they're, you know, usually it's not, I'm not saying they're greedy. It's just synced to make more money. And so a lot of that time is not available for people that are in the lower savings accounts of, you know, several million dollars as opposed to $50 to $100 million.
So the proper amount to do in a CRUT, you know, as far as what is this, a smaller amount that still makes sense, it really depends on how much tax savings you're going to have, because it still is going to cost a few thousand dollars to set up a trust. But we want to make sure that the tax savings you get is going to be far greater, you know, very, very much greater than whatever you pay to set it up. Because there are other things associated. You still have to file a tax return for it every year. So there are some other costs involved. But if you're going to save several hundred thousand dollars by doing this, then it does make sense to set it up, even if you're only going to put, you know, a million or half a million or even 200,000 in a trust like this.
So you can't really put in an IRA in a trust in this
problem. Right. So this is not really good for people that have all their money in IRAs and 401ks. For those people, they want to think about Roth conversions, and then there's some other strategies they can do as well.
But also, is this CRUT Medicaid friendly? I mean, if you put the money in there, it's gone from your estate, right?
Correct. So if it's in the charitable remainder trust, then that's not counted as part of your assets because you have no more control of the money. That is another thing that people ask us about it. Is it irrevocable? And yes, it is irrevocable. That's one of the reasons why you get so many tax benefits, is because you cannot make changes to it. So again, it's not for everybody, but this is an example of a unique strategy that you probably haven't heard from a lot of other advisors. And we like to think outside the box here at Higher Ground. We like to try to get rid of those three biggest killers in retirement, which are risk, fees, and taxes. And again, when we eliminate or reduce as much as possible those three biggest killers, risk, fees, and taxes, everything else in retirement gets better. You save a lot of money in taxes, your income goes up dramatically, your stress level goes down, you pass more to your family tax-free. And so that's all what our firm is all about, reducing those things. So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and you can learn more about, by clicking the green button and schedule a video call with us. Again, that's riskfeestaxes.com, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yeah, and also with the CRUT, I mean, the thing is, it's not for everyone. So don't say, hey, I got to do a CRUT, No, it's just a strategy. So the idea is to find somebody that will look for strategies that will work for you. And as a fiduciary, we look for a lot of different strategies. And, a CRUT may be good. The key is to find somebody that understands these things and talk to them, especially somebody like a tax attorney, a financial advisor, retirement income planner. That's who we are. And we'd love to talk to you more. Just go to Risk, Fees, and Taxes and make your appointment. I'll be happy to talk to you.
Again, that website is riskfeestaxes.com. And we look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with tax attorney Daniel Rasby. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated, pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.